So we continue today in the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch in Simen Aleph Sif Vav. So the Ketzer writes Mizmori Tehillim V'chein Sha'ar Parshios Mitorah. So literally chapters of Tehillim, chapters of Psalms and other Parshios of the Torah, Nevim or Ksuvim, or other sections of Nevim or Ksuvim, She'inom Shigurim B'fi HaKol Omrim Alpeh, that are not, people don't necessarily, aren't habituated to reciting them by heart all of the time. Even someone who knows how to say them by heart, should be careful not to say it by heart. So here what the kids are sensitizing us to is the idea that dvarim shebichsav I ata rashay l'omram alpeh, that quite literally things that are committed to writing, one should try whenever possible not to go ahead and recite them by heart. The logic behind that being that it gives a certain reverence. When a person goes ahead and is meticulous to only go ahead and recite something ultimately from the text, so it lends a certain credence, a certain reverence, a certain respect to the particular thing at hand. And we'll finish off the Sif Zayin, I should say, finish off the Simen. Yeshlim chos biyata omrim tchino sheba'ama amados, kishem esaymin barucha to Hashem shomea tefila, ele yeshlomar baruch shomea tefila below shame. So here the Kitzer continues and explains that those who go ahead and recite the supplications of the ma'amados refers to the fact that in times of the Beis HaMikdash, so remember, the Kohanim were split up into different shifts serving different times in the Beis HaMikdash. So to the Yisraelim were also separated into different shifts. But the Yisraelim were not obligated, at least not all of them, to show up in the Beis HaMikdash. But rather, again, they gathered in different communities. And there were certain tefillah, certain sections that were recited. So if one goes in and say the supplication of the Ma'amados, one should make sure, if one wants to conclude with a blessing, a bracha, one should not use the Shem Hashem, the name of God, since it is not a mandated prayer, a mandated blessing. Therefore, one should just simply say, Baruch Shomea Tefila. But let's say we will stop over here. Miras Hashem, tomorrow we pick up with Simon Bays. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.